The Cove, written by Alice Clark Platts and read by Amy Noble and Kieran Sword.
The colours of the mainland blur and fade as the boat picks up speed, swerves on a pinhead, and heads into open water. Eliza grips the holdall on her lap as sea spray dashes her face. Next to her, inside a huge yellow life jacket, Chloe's eyes are stuck on the path the boat cuts through the waves, as if her life depends on it. Eliza releases her daughter's damp little palm from her fingers, giving a wan smile as she tries to control the whipping of her hair by the wind. Her eyes are drawn to Adam, who's standing at the back, somehow managing to sway in time with the arrhythmic jolts. One of his bare feet rests on an icebox as he keeps balance with light fingers curled above him around the rolled-up awning of the boat. He catches her stare and grins, before bending to say something to Lou, who sits, muscles tensed, holding the baby tight. She passes the message on to Raffi, who immediately leaps up and runs to his dad, ignoring the frustrated wave of the elderly Malay boatman, his wrinkled hands batting the air for the child to take a seat. Eliza turns away, twisting her hair at the nape of her neck, veering horizontally as the boat curves round again. This weekend is a gamble. She and Noah don't know the Carters well. Yes, they've shared a lot of long lunches and a raft of drunken evenings, one of which spawned this very trip. But the friendship has grown very intense very rapidly. They only met Lou and Adam just over 8 months ago. It doesn't look as though Noah will be much help at smoothing things along either. Opposite, her husband frowns as the boat slams violently down over the crest of a wave. In his lap, Sam yells with excitement at the roller coaster ride, but Noah doesn't even smile. He's in such a foul mood, Eliza can feel tension radiating heat from him as potent as nuclear fallout. Surely they must be nearly there. The proximity of the resort to the mainland was one of its many advantages. So Adam had infused over the vat of double gin and tonics when the plan had been hatched for a long weekend on Pulau Kala. Paradise lay only half an hour's drive from their house in Singapore, up to the immigration border at Malaysia, where they'd crossed before heading through the city chaos of Johor Bahru. Then a couple of hours up the east coast, passing forests slashed and burned to make way for rows and rows of palm plantations, until they reached the little port of Mersing. There they'd parked their Hyundai in the dust of the gravel car park, handed their bags and passports to the Turtle Cove staff, and set sail on the resort boat. Only a 20-minute journey, and they would be on the island, pushing their toes into sand.
Look!
Chloe shouts. A smudge of white has appeared on the horizon.
It's the beach!
Eliza lifts her head, and her heart slams into her throat. The island is on fire. Flames blaze violently behind the peak of the mountain that overlooks the beach. They curl over the top, licking greedily down its slopes. She can almost feel the heat of it burning at her chest. She grasps at the side of the boat, her pulse racing.